a victory light.
Yo, you know the crazy shit is that Hassan is here.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Ya está bien.
Before Rainey, which is
ya está bien, bro. He's like a good fucking hour late now.
Coño, bro. Group chat is dry.
He could just say, yo, give me 5 minutes.
Give me 2 seconds. I got to squeeze these cherry tomatoes with my big toe. Like,
easy. Nah, he don't got no respect. That's his problem.
Speaking of the devil.
Llamando teta.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking asshole.
Probably cop a plea right now. Yo,
where you at? I just came to Bay Plaza to cop some cut from Dragon City, bro. They over here going stupid, bro. They just shattered the McDonald's. Shit is cut. Oh, shit, yo. Nah, but, bro, these kids is wild.
Bro, did you just say you in Bay Plaza?
Yeah, bro. I'm in Bay Plaza right now. Yeah, bro, these kids is going crazy. Yo.
He's in the Bronx, bro. He's in Bay Plaza.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing in the Bronx?
Hold on.
What is going on over there?
Hold on. What? Nah, there's no Louis here, bro. There's no Louis here, yo.
What?
I just copped some. Listen, bro. Yo, let me know what you need, bro. I just got some team Jordans for the low, for the free ski, baby. You know what time it is.
You what?
Why yeah, is baby, there so many? Wild. Why you?
What?
Why are you with so many teenagers?
What?
Why are you surrounded by YNs, my guy? What is going on over there?
Listen,
what is
YN Rainey got active. You feel me? We outside. Oh, shit. Now, hold on. The D's just pulled up, bro. The D's just pulled up. I'm going to chill. Hold on.
What? Rainey, you're not a teenager, bro. You what? Have a job.
Hold on. That's my mans. That's my mans and them. Yo, what's happening? Oh, you got me?
What's good with your mans, bro?
These Bronx dudes, bro. See? That's what I'm about to move.
What was the hiring process for this job?
What you need?
If I need you to come to the studio, bro.
Oh,
like, hurry up.
Oh, we were supposed to. Nah, bro. I was just copping some cut, bro. They had that shit at Dragon Sea. They just shattered the Mickey D's, bro. Shit was crazy. I got like, yo, y'all want some nuggets? I got like 80 of them shits under my arm.
Yeah, fuck some nuggets, man.
Yo, Jaheim. I said.
Who the fuck is Jaheim?
Who the fuck is Jaheim? Bro, the R&B singer?
11, bro. D's is 10 and a half. What are you doing? Come on, Mo. You know I'm trying to get free.
Yo, this guy's looting right now.
I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you, bro.
Yo,
I'm going to catch you. I gotta be off.
We can't do this shit, bro. We old as fuck. We past 30.
I'm going.
Yo, Liz is ashamed of you right now.
Why are you acting like a 16-year-old?
He just banged it on me. Wow.
I promise you his phone died.
Wow.
I promise you his phone died.
Already, you already know.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, okay.
I made it, yo.
Yeah.
Thank God,
I made it in time, bro. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't switch it to the team Jordans. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I had the TNs, mate.
Listen, bro. These creps right here, bro. These are like the new version. People don't believe me, fam, but these are the new foam posits, bro. You get me? Like, I'm being serious, bruv. Foam posits used to be the YN staple, bruv. Now it's these lot.
It's them.
Now it's the Vapormax, fam. Trust me.
Vapormax?
You know what I'm saying?
Vapormax.
Well, we got a new rule. We're not doing shoes no more, right? Courtesy of Mero. We're not doing sneakers.
Oh, shit.
Listen, man.
This is how you know you get old, bro.
Listen, we got your socks on, please.
I knew that song for him. Damn, why you say it like that?
Oh, no wonder. Hold on. Because no one, see, I didn't notice he didn't have shoes on because I had to rush all the way over here, so I'm out of breath from Bay Plaza. But I was just about to.
Fast.
Yeah, but I was just about to ask, what the fuck is that smell?
By the way, shea butter coconut oil.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, that's one thing Mero never asked you. I've never seen you ashy,
you know
bro.
What I'm saying?
I've never
Thank
seen you ashy.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because I stay moist. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. You see, you try to be nice to my friends, bro.
And it never goes anywhere.
Spell moisturizer.
I don't like that word, bro.
What's the first word in that compound word?
Yeah, but that's just a nasty word. You don't got to be moist, bitch. You don't got to be that.
I'm a devil's food cake, baby. Yeah. I'm an intimate cake. Man, moist when you put me in your mouth.
Oh, yo, God. Lleno de mantequilla,
coño. Diablo, bro.
You what?
Yo.
That's my favorite soundbite.
Oh, my God. So, yes, Rainey's here. You know what I'm saying? It's victory late, you cowards.
Yes, it is. That's what they say.
Welcome. We are here. The trio, the Wonder Triplets is in the building. You dig? That's Rainey Ovalle. You know what I'm saying? Fresh from Bay Plaza. Y and Rainey activated.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, La Unica, La Reina.
That's
you know what I'm saying? The super bitch in New York City, Liz Bill Ortiz. You
I'm
know?
Lucky.
We got the super producer in the building, Min Tran, you know what I'm saying? The God. Of course, the sexiest unk in the game, Salt and Pepper God. He got the blends on deck. He had LMA bop into his own blend, baby. It's Hassan Insane. Dom DeMarco. Yo, you don't be ill if some if RFK Jr. did the Hassan Insane drop?
I got you right now. Hold on.
Hassan Insane. So fucking bad.
Get
bro.
That shit out of here.
You guys heard Hassan Insane. Hassan, you guys know this incredible DJ, wonderful
he's,
DJ.
He's absolutely
been to Mar-a-Lago a few times. He'll never tell you though. He'll never tell you. He doesn't want his Libby Democrat friends to know.
Liberal, that, he liberal,
DJs,
liberal.
That he DJs our events. Spicy blends, I'll tell you.
Yo! What's the last event he DJed at Mar-a-Lago?
He did Ghislaine's coming out party.
That's crazy. Don't put that on him. Don't put that on him. Not on Mr. Hassan, bro. Don't do that.
he did that with a live
set from Nettie Benz. You know who that is, baby. Big Yahoo, Nettie Benz.
Y'all not gonna introduce me, Nina, bro? Look at how they treat women over here, bro.
I knew you was gonna say that. That's why I was giving space, right?
That's what you was doing?
I was giving
space.
You
wasn't just kicking your fucking feet on the floor, bitch?
I was. But I was giving space to acknowledge the presence of our very own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The way that things look the way they do. When you go on the social channels, you know what I'm saying? When you go on the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Memphis.
On a YouTube.
When you go on a YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And you watch a virtual art.
You see cool shit.
You know what I'm saying? When
you're like,
watching,
who the editor, bro? Who doing the fun shit?
That's Nina.
It's Nina.
The T is silent.
Is she Puerto Rican? Is she Greek? Who knows?
Who knows? She's ethnically ambiguous.
She's ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah.
She's like Shorty from Marty Supreme.
Yeah. Oh man. She might be North African. Can she say it? We don't know.
Probably
Morocco?
Not.
Maybe.
Morocco? Maybe.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to the gang. We here in the building.
Yes.
Like I said, YN Rainey was activated at Bay Plaza.
It's true.
Along with all the other YNs in the Bronx. They were wilding, bro. They were wilding. I mean, yo, I hate to say this out loud, bro, because I got kids. I kind of fucked with it.
I like the energy, man.
Can you explain to me and the audience what happened? Was this like, did they plan the shit over Roblox?
Yeah.
What did they do? We used to have BBM, so we used to send out blasts. But what are the kids doing now?
Damn, that's crazy. We used to have BBM.
We used to have Uvu.
Uvu. Mm-hmm. We used to have BBM. Now we just got BBLs. Mm. That's crazy.
Think about that.
Cam Newton shit. Shut the fuck up.
Think about that. And wear your big ass hat.
Stupid ass bitch. I hate a stupid bitch who just talks slow.
Big ass cowboy hat with like six feathers.
Nah, put the beer caddy on your shit. Yo.
Do you guys want to hear some quotes from some of the workers at Bay Plaza that day?
Oh man, the real victims.
But before we get the quotes, because you did ask for an explanation, so I'm going to explain it to you like a news anchor.
Breaking news this morning, this past afternoon, children at a mall, society collapsing, more at 11.
That's basically it.
That can't be it, bro. Because I saw a video and that shit was, they was fighting outside of the mall. Like they was jumping one of the cops.
They was jumping one of the cops.
Look, all the coverage I've seen was just
workers and patrons horrified as children congregate outside a mall.
And then the only thing I was like, okay, where's the damage? Where's what happened? One window of a McDonald's.
Bro, they keep going back to that one window.
Got shattered. That's it.
Niggas broke one window.
They broke one window of a multi-billion-dollar company.
I'm not sorry if I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
All right. So my question is, real fast, before we get into what Min got to say, why?
Why not?
Why not? Why not?
All right, I understand where you're going for. All right,
McDonald's go for it.
No, fuck McDonald's. Fuck them and a window. You should have got three or four of them.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, what was the purpose?
Thanks for the nuggets, by the way.
What was the purpose of everybody going over there? Because I know when we was kids, we used to go to the mall, window shop, maybe get a pretzel if you could afford it. Fuck around, maybe see a shorty, see a little boo. You know.
Yo, when you just said that, when you said window shop, I just heard the 50 Cent shit. Like, let's walk into the mall, nigga. Use a window shop.
I had no money, man.
You know that
Spencer's like, damn.
I'll tell you
the posters you can't buy.
Yo, I'll tell you the purpose. I'll tell you the purpose. Listen, when you spend a generation telling children they don't belong anywhere,
and then
dumbing them down with devices, holding them in front of them, stealing their attention, stealing their imagination, they have the innate reaction to resist and rebel. And what do they do? They congregate digitally to then manifest their physical congregation.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, the energy just explodes. There's no way to contain it.
It's a dynamo.
Yo, nothing scares me more than three teenagers.
Oh, yo.
If I see more than three, I'm like, all right, bro.
Do you shame me?
What's, all right, bro. What's happening?
Yo, this white lady crossed the street because we was on a sidewalk together, so she crossed the street because she was nervous.
Yeah.
Like, that type of shit. But, like, with teenagers.
Yeah. If it's, like, more than four of them.
Like, all right, man.
Because you know what? I've been a teenager, bro.
And if
you was up to no good.
Yeah, if I was in a room with me, I would cross the street. Like, get this weird fat bitch away from me. What are you doing fighting? What are you doing looking for problems?
Yeah. So now that we know that it was just a frightening amount of teenagers congregating at a mall that resulted in a single shattered window in the McDonald's.
They were looking wild, but they didn't fuck too much stuff up.
So now let's listen to how hilarious these quotes are now that we know the information.
All right.
The manager of Munchie's Deli on Baychester Avenue said, there was like over 300 kids. Another one. Steven Estrella, who handles security at Five Below, said, you ever seen a piranha eating food?
You ever seen a piranha eating food? No, nigga, I'm from East Tremont.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I like that one.
When one attacks, they all come and swarm. That's exactly what happened.
Yo, he get jumped? No. He's only got jumped.
I promise you nothing happened, bro.
Yo, so funny.
I was there.
Yo, yo, I got six phone cases.
I got six phone cases. I copped some cut from Dragon City. You know what I'm saying? They had that shit for the low ski, bro. I got some Team Jordans. It was fire.
You go to that fake sneaker store, they got that fake. They got that Dior ones, bro.
Yo, I came
of course
up,
you do.
I came up on mad chrome hearts potiso. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Chrome hearts potiso.
By the way, hey, Spanish lesson of the day, baby. Potiso.
Bootleg.
That means bootleg. That means some shit that your mans put together in the print shop.
Straight up.
To look like the real shit. But after two washes, them letters is gone.
Gone.
Potiso.
Which, by the way, reminds me of, shout out to Max B. When Max B came home, and he had that sweater that said like Chanel, Gucci, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, all of
Hermes.
It.
Like, yeah. That shit had every European brand on it.
Get it out the way. Like, I didn't mean one of those.
I see y'all with the
bro,
fuck.
Bro, that shit read like the Iliad, bro. Bro had the Iliad on a hoodie, bro.
Yo,
he had an Italian epic on his hoodie. I was like, bro. What the fuck? Hold on, man.
Oh, I guess shit. I was trying to see if it was like a fucking theme. Like, you know, like, yo, Dragon Ball Z Day or like
you know, Dragon
Day.
Ball Z Day.
I'm just saying. Come I'm just on. Saying. I'm just saying.
Just mad kids in a circle going.
Yo, because
it would make sense. Like, yo, all right, fuck it. We all off on Monday. It's President's Day. It's you know, whatever. We like they even do an ice protest at the school. So they'll like leave. They'll get
do
together. They'll do fucking BBM messages, whatever the new shit is. It's probably Instagram group or some shit.
Yeah.
So. And they'll get together and be like, all right, this is what we're doing. So I'm just trying to understand what the theme was, or if just like five of them was like, yo, we're going to the mall. And everybody was like, yo, fuck it, we out too.
We all out.
And then maybe the mall was like, yo, y'all can't be here. Y'all underage. Fuck y'all. And that's when they was like, all right, fuck this window.
Word? Fuck y'all. It's 300 of us.
Because that's, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that, bro. You a teenager. You don't got shit to do. Your parents telling you get out the crib. You know what I'm saying? On public and everybody wants you dead.
You feel me? For no reason.
Also, it's wintertime, guys. We can't just like hang out outside. I'm a teenager, but I'm saying, like, you know, my kids, you know, when they go out, they go in like to their friend's house, to the mall. Mm. Which, by the way, I'm in New Jersey, mall capital of the world. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all think it's like Minneapolis or some shit, but it's not. They got the Mall of America over there. That shit is ass. The real mall capital of the world is New Jersey. I don't know what I'm saying that. Like, it's a good, like, it's fire.
Mm-hmm. No, it's because you live there. You're trying to find something good.
I'm trying to, like, big it up.
Yeah. By the way, you've spent 3 seasons just talking about the Mall of America and bagels.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's
like, that's the only thing. Oh, and A Boogie's dog.
And that's all they got over there. A Boogie's dog.
That's all they got over there.
Bagels. And the Mall of America.
I don't think that has to do with me moving to Jersey. I think that has to do with me being fucking washed.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because when I do stuff, I'll be like, yo.
Yeah.
I was at the Max B concert yesterday doing ketamine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, okay.
Not, I mean, not.
You what?
Fucking perfect.
You feel me?
Yeah, like, you wildin', bro.
Yo, I'm watching AZ and Cormega on Poppers.
Yo, smoking O2 piff. smoking piff that I had cryogenically frozen.
Oh, God.
Until the concert.
I got the C's on deck.
You know what I would do for a dime bag from the early 2000s?
You know what I would do for I didn't smoke at all when I was an adolescent. So now I feel bad that I missed out on like
on that sour.
On like 06 sour.
Yeah.
Yo.
You know, that white kush.
What I wouldn't
peak piff?
Exactly. Yeah. Peak piff. What I wouldn't do for a nick of diesel.
Yeah.
From 06, bro.
Oh my God.
You know, I found a nick on my way to school one time. But I was like I think it was middle school.
Like found it like on
the
floor?
Yeah, I found it on the floor. I threw it out. I put it in the trash can.
You what?
Yes. What I'm doing? I was in elementary school, bro.
Yeah,
what the fuck I'm gonna do? Roll it up and smoke?
She said, somebody must have dropped. I'm a small Lisbon. Somebody must have dropped their oregano for their pizza. What a shame.
Did you know it was weed, though?
Yeah, I knew it was weed because I had a cousin, God rest his soul, Weeby. He used to smoke weed and he used to come into the crib with his eyes bloodshot red. I didn't know what weed was. I just knew that mommy was like,
I deal.
And then mommy would make food. He would make a plate of food, rice, chicken. He'll sit down, eat,
smash that
get
shit.
Back up, put more until there was literally nothing left in the pilot. And he would finish all of the food in the crib. Yeah. Then he will go to the fridge, grab a piece of bread, grab an avocado. This is the first man I've ever seen slice open an avocado and just put that shit on bread.
Ooh.
And now, I wish he was alive because I tell you, bro, they sell that shit for $35 now.
Bro, rest in peace to the
goat. In the city.
This nigga invented avocado. You would have loved Dembo,
Weeby. He was a Dominican rapper too, bro.
Oh, yo,
he would have fucking
Weeby.
Loved Dembo.
Yo. Put one in there for Weeby, yo. You know
Hell
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Light it. Yo, that's crazy because I love that. You know what I'm saying?
But do we have any more quotes? Or were those the two?
A lot of them were just typical fear mongering. Like a Sherwin Williams paint employee, Jamelia Duncan, said, "All I heard was screaming to organize and create chaos. That's just not okay."
You see?
Damn.
Why not?
Why not? Exactly.
Why not?
Exactly.
We live in the AI world. You know what I'm saying? Like, also, there's no way for these kids to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, listen, these kids are teenagers. So I have a teenage son, which I did the math. That means that their parents are millennials, like myself, elder millennials. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, y'all got to give these kids something to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, Rainey been saying this shit for all 3 seasons of the show. Like, they've literally been taking away different kind of spaces. When we was kids, we used to go to different fast food restaurants. We'd go to the mall.
The fucking park.
Yeah, park. You could just chill. You could go anywhere. But now it's...
Yeah.
You make places unlivable. And then you give them these fucking devices. You sit them in front of a TV screen. Here, watch Rakai 24/7.
Yeah.
Watch Rakai.
You watching these fucking streamers act the way that they do. You go out into real life and then you also watch what they watch, bro. These motherfuckers is watching their favorite rappers gamble to death. They watching people fight on YouTube. They watching baddies. Like, they're watching the worst possible things in the world, and then you're not giving them any outlets to, like, release. Yeah. Or they also aren't choosing them.
Yeah, yeah. It's
you know what the release is?
What?
Gooning.
Oh my God.
All
right.
That's not a good release, that's bro. That leads to porn addiction.
Aren't the kids already gooning all the time though?
Yes, that's true. The problem. That's they're on their phone.
Listen, it's because they be on that damn phone. Mm-hmm. That's literally, and it started as a joke.
Yep.
That our parents would say to us, "Eh, por ese maldito teléfono." Mm-hmm. But like now, yo, it really is that damn phone.
Bro.
And it's like, bro, listen, man, whether it was the mall or like, or like just anywhere where like kids were kind of like, ah, they're kids, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mom always kept me in some after school, bro. Some type of after school program. Like, shout out Children's Aid Society. Make some noise, Children's Aid Society.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Children's Aid Society put me on there. I learned so much, bro.
Children's Aid Society?
Yeah.
Estúpido coño.
For kids with what? Yo, nah, nah. You stealing valor? Yo, nah, nah, nah. Why you booing me? I'm right.
Anyway, back to your childhood.
Hold on, no. Nah. So you think?
Yeah. Also, yeah. Check your phones really quickly. Okay.
Yo, oh shit! It's Dory.
This Amber.
Hey, my baby Dory. Hell yeah. At DoryXHydra_ on Twitter. I'm never calling that shit X, but shout out Dory. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? A1, day one. But she wrote, "We have birds raising birds. The majority of their mothers are in their 30s, still running around in clubs and smoking weed in the same room their kid sleeps in.
Ooh.
But you know, the 500 gifts they get them on Christmas make up for them being shitty all year round."
Yo, Dory, why are you so loud?
Yeah.
Why are you being so loud?
She's right, bro. Yo, she's right.
I smoke weed in a different room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's and I don't get the 500 gifts. I take them to Eliante.
That's all right. Okay.
We go to Atlanta.
Border. Yeah.
Now the parents are to blame. Yeah, again, we can't blame the kids for being kids because they still stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
Shit, you know where your mind was at that age. You're a dumb asshole.
Mm. Come on.
You're a dumb asshole and you don't really have no consideration for the public, for the people around you. You in that rebellious teenage phase.
Yes.
You don't give a fuck about anything. So,
also, it's not really your fault.
Right, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Your brain, that shit is not developed.
Exacto. It's like, I look back now and I'm like, I would have strangled me, mommy. Like, how did you raise me? How do you still have patience? Like, I literally would have put my hands around my own neck.
Yo, Homer Simpson style.
She's like, you fucking bitch. What's wrong with you? But again, it's the parents. It's like, Rainey, like, you got to find shit for your children to do. And also, fathers in the home.
Fathers in the home.
All right? Because we put a lot of blame on the women. And yes, your mom, if she's a fucking bird and you... That's what you look up to, but it's also like you have absent parents too.
Yeah.
So if you a deadbeat mom or dad, because I know a lot of deadbeat moms, and they live in a crib.
They live in you. How you live here? And you a deadbeat?
Because they be smoking dick, bro, and that's what they care
about. That's all they do.
They
man.
Care about men. They care about their dick intake, and they don't really care about their children.
You know what's crazy? I was one of those guys in one of them scenarios.
Oh, you was the guy that was saying what's up to Lil Man?
Yeah.
Getting the yopper.
I'll never,
you
play listen.
Stepfather, bro.
Oh, my God,
this is,
bro.
This is years. All right? So, boom.
You like 19, she 36.
For real.
I've been there.
I'm like freshman in college, bro. Yeah. She's like a whole grown woman. Yo, Shorty lives in Kew Gardens. I'm like, I've never been here before. I go to Kew Gardens. I heard that shit on the radio mad times. Never been there.
Yeah.
I go out there. I go to her crib. I'm a little bit early, which is, whoa, surprise.
Yeah.
I get there. Now I got to dap this little nigga up. He's in his whole like karate, what's that shit called? A gi?
A gi, yeah.
He's in a little gi.
Yeah.
And she's just like, yeah, this is my friend Meryl. Like, da 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, what's up, little man? Like, yo, your mama died. So she dropped you off, nigga.
Oh my God.
But shit, bro. That's a good mom. She had him in extracurricular activities. And she was taking him somewhere before she did what she had to do.
Do you feel me?
A woman, she got her needs, right?
Shout out to
but
her.
She was still being a good mom.
The word.
She wasn't just leaving him out in the street to go terrorize Bay Plaza.
She said, I'm going to take you to karate. Uh-huh. Then I'm going to get this dick. I'm gonna come
and
pick
we both
you up.
Gonna be good.
We're good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're doing something good. So ladies, fellas, you know what I'm saying? Before you set up the dick appointment, the pussy appointment, you know, this whatever, feet jerking off appointment, whatever y'all do. I'm not judging.
It's a lot of
you
options.
What?
Hey,
Yeah, we definitely got to start putting some blame on the parents, bro. Yeah. Because we be talking shit about the kids.
Wait,
the kids.
Nah.
No. Yeah. Yes, we are.
Wait.
We talk about the kids not reading, but bro, the adults are not reading either. The most adults read will be on Twitter.
Yeah. Yo, that's true.
You'll read Twitter and you think that because you're reading, you're intaking some kind of information and you're reading a bunch of bullshit.
I
mean,
school. I was reading on a plane back. When I was in LA, I was reading on a plane back. I was reading on...
Watch this be some bullshit.
No, the 48 Laws of Power.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Every oh asshole's man.
No, I was reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yo, what? Oh my God. What's next? The 50th Law by Curtis 50 Cent. Yo, people forget that he made a whole sequel.
Bro,
that he wrote a sequel to 48 Laws.
People found a sequel to 48 Laws. That's crazy.
Yo, like, 50 Cent?
Yeah, it's crazy. I got both of those, by the way.
Yeah. I was about to say, yo.
Well, all three. I got Rich Dad, Poor Dad, too. Don't do that, I was in network marketing, bro.
Come on.
They had to give us the... Oh, you ever read How to Win Friends and Influence People? It's a fire read. I'm not going to hold you, but that shit is very manipulative.
Anything they ban in jail, I need that. Anything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad read, I need that.
You know what I'm saying? Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. You dig? You know what I'm saying? That's what we at.
Damn, you're talking crazy during Ramadan?
I'm telling.
We gotta
give the Ramadan Mubarak to the Taiwan Muslim listeners. Mubarak, all right,
you know what
they in the middle. Well, they just started Ramadan.
You
so
know what I mean, so
shout out to them.
Stay on your deen. You know, if you break your fast, I won't tell nobody.
Mind your business, bitch. Don't be giving them bad advice. Yeah. All right. They going through it enough. Motherfuckers can't even have no water.
And I never remember that it's Ash Wednesday until I see ash on the forehead, and then I'll be like, oh shit, I forget that people do this. But I think it's like, that's just an accepted thing that people do. You just walk around with some ash on your head.
Mm-hmm.
But if I walk around in the full gambeson, all of a sudden I'm weird. I'm weird. I got the pauldrons on. Now I look crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little less involved.
You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is I was putting that shit on in 2022. All right? I had the Uptown Armor busting in 2022. And now motherfuckers want to come out with a tinfoil fitted with the full mask on the front.
That's crazy. Wow. You see the influence, though?
Yeah, bro. You see what I'm saying? VL ahead of the curve.
Come
baby.
On, dog.
Come on, bro. We outside.
What DJ? Who's DJ? Come on, Hassan. You a DJ. Whose DJ drop is that? The Trendsetters. Is that Bobby Trends?
We just gonna make that up because we have podcast mics.
That'll
give us some leeway.
We can just say whatever.
Don Cannon, that's that guy, right?
Yeah, Cannon.
Yeah, fucking Cannon.
I love that shit.
But back to the subject. When you gonna start reading to your children, motherfucker?
I do. So I read to them. I read them books.
How long do you plan on lying to me?
Merrick, just for clarification, did you say you read them books or you said you read them books?
All right, man. Look, I read books to my children.
Yeah.
Okay.
At night.
This portion is free, but for paying subscribers, they should go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/VictoryLight.
That's absolutely correct, man. Patreon.com/VictoryLight, where you can get bonus content, get your questions answered, incredible material.
That's right. Do you guys enjoy the episodes on YouTube? Well, look no further, because on patreon.com/victorylight, you can get so much more, including the rest of this exact same episode, and no ads from Imperial Interests. And also, you won't have to deal with Mero being interrupted in the middle of a joke by an ad for Provasic. So join us on patreon.com/victorylight. That's patreon.com/victorylight. Victorylight is not responsible for any sort of...
What was the last book you read to your children? Captain Underpants?
The last one I read was last night to my daughter, Shanta Azalea, and I read Owl Diaries.
What is that about?
It's I think it's very self-explanatory.
My bad.
The diary.
Nigga, mean as hell.
Y'all telling me I gotta go to jail for my kids? Actually, you didn't say that. Hassan said that.
Right? No. He said that on mic. That actually shows a lot to where his mind is. Because what the fuck are your kids doing that you would have to go to jail?
So okay.
Already said. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. All Hassan said was that if your kids is wilding, you should be held accountable.
Yeah, which is it? Which is I agree. I agree. But also, listen, I don't know what you're reading over there. I don't know what's going on.
Owl Diaries is a little fiction book about an owl named, I forgot her name, but she got
probably diary.
It's something like that. And that's, you know, she just writes about her day. Mm. Yo, today, you know, we was in the treehouse eating squirrels.
Yeah, because owls could fucking write, right? And then they write in English, ironically. The owl's name is
Eva Wingdale.
Eva Wingdale.
Eva and her wings, damn, bro.
Yo, that's crazy. You know
what I've been reading to my kids for bed probably since they was like 2 or 3. They get, you know, I can't wait for the day that they can corroborate this, like when they're old enough to watch the footage back and be like, oh yeah, I remember that, or he was lying, he didn't do that shit at all.
He's like, yo, I read my kids Popular Mechanics. Yeah. Engineering Weekly.
Nah, but since they was two, so when they were really young, I got a collected edition of like all of H.P. Lovecraft's short stories.
Yo, stop!
Yes. So since they were mad little, I've been reading the H.P. Lovecraft.
Yo, bro. So I'm fucking these kids up.
Yeah. So I just think it's hilarious that before bed, I'd be like, okay, guys, you ready for bed? Yeah. And then I cut open the book. A Shadow Over Innsmouth. And it's a horror story about a man who shows up to a town and it's all freaky fish people, and then the fish people do weird rituals to summon older giant fish demons from beneath the waves. And then but he writes like H.P. Lovecraft writes in such a convoluted, confusing, like old New England fucking way, but like they was getting it. They was like, oh, so wait. And then I was like, okay, we're gonna stop here. He goes, wait, but did they not complete the lexicon to fulfill the ritual? Griffin, like 3 years old, and he's like, I must know what happened, father. Please. And I'm just like, yeah. So now, fast forward to now, they like 6 and 8. They're
6 and 7.
So stupid.
They're 6 and 8. They were 6 and 7, but now they're 6 and 8. So now Griffin is at, I never believed this, but Griffin's at a third grade, fourth grade reading level. Like I never believed that shit, bro. Like I'm like, how you know that?
Cause they reading, man. That was me, bro. What do you mean?
How y'all figuring that out?
Because all the other kids are reading like fucking kindergartners. That's why.
Because other kids are reading like this.
The
city.
Rakai can't spell cough on stream. So yeah.
Yes, true. your children, bro. They're at least 7 grades ahead of whatever kids are next.
No,
to
Griffin. Damn. Griffin. Whenever there's like, so another thing I've been doing, I've been saying this for 3 seasons now. If you're going to put your kid in front of a screen, make it like do something for them. So since they were kids, first of all, ban Cocomelon in your house now.
Whoa.
Right now, today. Right. May God murder my children. Right now, today. Ban that shit in your crib,
bro,
right
you
now
know
today.
What's crazy?
And put on some fucking Bionicle with the subtitles on.
Yes.
And then you go, hey, follow the subtitles. Whatever it look like they saying, that's probably what they saying.
Come on. Some little team Umizoomi.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Hey, go on Peacock. They got all that. They got Zoom on there. They got the golden, the PBS golden era, bro. They got Between the Lions.
They got Ghost Rider?
Oh my God.
You remember Between the Lions?
So fucking
they
fire.
Got Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales.
Bro.
What?
I'm saying.
Damn.
You know what I mean? It's like there.
Broke nigga childhood. See,
it's there for us. It's
I mean, do you have cable?
Stolen cable box childhood.
Yeah, I had a stolen cable box.
Yeah.
I had the shit with the red letters. Shit.
Yeah.
The black cable box with the red numbers.
A bomb?
Yeah, that should look like a that should look like a block of C4.
Straight up. Yo, you play Call of Duty disarming and shit. Yeah, you end up on a space channel somehow.
I used to put channel 59.
That was the one with the little card behind it, right?
No.
I don't like what he just did with his eyebrows.
Yeah, he said channel 59, right? Yeah. Freaky ass kid.
Yeah.
I was watching. Hey, shout out to Cat House.
Oh, you know shit. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Hey, Cat House, if you know, you know. You are real freak time, and Cat House was the original Bad Girls Club, bro.
Yo, for real.
Cat House.
Oh, shit.
Zeus must have been 12 years old watching that shit, like, I got it. I got it.
Yes.
I'm gonna grow up and I'm gonna destroy the black community from the inside.
Fucking King Bash was 5 years old watching that shit, like,
yes.
First I'll start on Vine doing backflips.
And then I'll make racist comedy 6 seconds at a time.
Yo, that shit was really like the OG baddies, but it was like they took it to a further extent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You see, like, Bad Girls Club, when it first came out, bro, it was classy. It was fighting, but it was with a backstory.
Yeah.
The bitches.
There was a plot.
Like, they was mad cool at first, yes. You know, and then eventually it's like, nah, this bitch drank my juice. Fuck, she wildin'.
Yeah.
Like, this bitch mad disrespectful. She don't say thank you. She'll say you're welcome. You built it up. Right now, the bitches will be meeting up and they be like, fuck you looking at, pussy.
Like that. No character
ripping
development.
Wigs off. Yeah, there's no character development. It's just straight up fighting. It's not entertaining.
Man. It's not entertaining at all.
Speaking of fighting, actually, and incidents in the Bronx, did you guys see this biker gang?
Yes.
Yes.
Up on City Island.
Shout out to City Island, which is something that I normally
you
do
never
not say. Because, I don't know if this
is this
past week.
Do you
guys
want to look at this video really quickly? Before
sure.
We,
yeah. What the, was that name? I saw the jacket. It said Lords of something.
No, it said Dons of Anarchy.
Shut up, man, asshole.
Hey, yo, Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, my God.
So they don't have a video of the actual clip, but they have the clip of the biker gang grabbing the dude who called him the N-word, taking him back inside and making him apologize, and then throw him out.
And then Jazzy Jeffing his ass out of there.
Which is crazy, because if you look at his shade of skin, it's bro, I wish I could bite him, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? Yeah. Like, why are you calling him that for? That's almost you. That's like, almost what are you talking about? Like, why are you
ridiculous.
Doing that? Like,
you're halfway there. You know?
Like, bro, you at the very least.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, biracial. Biracial. Oh,
yeah, but yo, shout out to them, because that was very like paradoxical. To me, looking, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I use that word in context. Don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a podcast.
The mic. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But yeah, watching them do that shit, I was just like, damn, bro. I was like, okay. I was like, maybe City Island is not all bad.
You know?
Maybe it's not just chairs being thrown and, you know, shrimp.
I'm trying to find out the lore behind that club, because it said Lords of something on the jacket. And then they had on the vest, and they had pink flags. So I'm like, what's going on here? Mm. Is this some kind of freaky, bizarro, like,
biker gang?
No, where it's like, because, you know, biker gangs, like, they got their roots in, like, low-key, like,
crunchy.
Good old boys, southern, white supremacy, meth lab, fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, these guys seem to be, like, the...
we so crack.
Inclusively.
You know what I'm saying? We allies to the community and shit like that. That's why we got pink bandanas so people don't get nervous.
Yeah, you know? They had the pink long sleeves underneath that. I was just trying to figure out what the motif was.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to figure out what the creative direction was.
I think they wear pink so that people will say some shit and they'd be like, oh, word?
Yeah.
And then they just jump. Everybody says something about them wearing pink.
Okay, true.
I mean, pink probably means safety. You know, there's some biker gangs that are like,
I pointed
violet.
Like I knew what you was talking about. You see that? You see how I just lied without saying that?
There weren't a lot of pink and there weren't a lot of leather.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm telling you that they have some safe biker gangs that like you could go up to and be like, hey guys, this person is harassing me.
Mm. Oh, like Guardian Angel type?
Yeah.
But
and they'll go
lame?
And like fuck them up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, like Guardian Angels, but without arthritis. That's fine.
Yeah. A little bit younger.
Without the arthritis.
Shout
that's
out to
fire.
Them though. They probably was there when they heard that motherfucker say that shit.
And they sprung into
action. Yeah, and it's like, bro, look at the old man sitting down at a table. We probably just went out to enjoy some fucking shrimp overpriced.
A little honey colada.
Probably a little cold.
Yeah.
And you got to get assaulted by a fucking asshole with a terrible chain and a whack fit.
So the name of the group is they're known as the Lords of the Kingdom.
Oh,
okay.
Duchess, I think NV. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe Nevada.
Lords of the Kingdom. Okay.
All right.
But that you
sounds
know,
like a fire
the more I look at
December.
This, I think this is an old video because people got shorts on.
February. Oh yeah, also it's on City Island in February.
Yeah, I mean, who's on City Island in the dead of February?
There's only four Irish guys out there right now. And they're ice fishing.
Dead in the middle of City Island in the middle of February, wearing shorts and he didn't.
It's four Irish dudes in lugs out there right now.
So the whole biker gang is just a bunch of dudes who don't get cold.
Yo, that's it.
I don't know what it is. I just don't get cold.
I don't get cold.
Yeah, come on, I don't get cold. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Just my legs. You know, I got good blood.
Yeah,
I got good blood in my legs.
I be getting mad at my kids because my third child, the third youngest, shout out to Mari, he don't wear a shirt in the house. He's a big boy. You know what I'm saying? Big offensive lineman, but he don't wear a shirt ever in the house. And then he'll be trying to go out now, like in February, in like a t-shirt. And I'm like, bro, that's the white side. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just keep it.
That's the white side. You better put on that Chrome Hearts Potiso.
What the fuck? You better put on that fucking Silver Hearts thing. Yeah. I got you.
Damn.
The Copper Hearts.
You better put on that Aluminum Hearts.
I've been trying to tell him, bro.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because I'm like, yo, your mom is Caucasian. It's a Caucasian woman, but she's always cold. So where is this coming from?
Yeah. I mean,
girls are always cold. Oh, it's cold in here.
I mean, you
Liz be putting a blanket on her legs all the time. Yo, it's cold. It ain't really that cold.
Yo, but
don't be analyzing me, bitch.
First of all,
don't let me exist outside of this podcast. I'm a ghost, bitch.
I'm a ghost.
Don't be watching me.
Maybe he don't want to wear a shirt because he's been your indentured servant playing football to appease you.
I mean,
since he was fucking 3 years old.
Shout out to him.
He was in Pee Wee with pads on. He's sick of that shit, bro.
Yo, that's too damn bad.
Not Joel Goodell Martinez. That's crazy.
I'm tired of this dude.
Well, that's too damn bad. Hit that tackling dummy, bitch. Keep your...
My God.
Chuck step.
Let him live, man. He's a big dude. Let him live.
Yeah,
man.
I'll let him do everything. Listen.
That's building his confidence, too.
Yeah. He
be listening to ESTG with no shirt on.
100%. That
big X,
like,
the plug. Big,
yo, the biggest, the largest. He's in the shower,
yeah,
washing under his titties with that shit playing. I'm like, he's going crazy. But shout out to him because you're right. He is mad confident with that shit, and I love him. Remember when Fat Joe did the spring break, and he was on stage singing "What's Love" with no shirt on?
I was probably like three, but
I tried to
erase that from your memory. Course.
Yeah,
it's back. Yeah. it's Clockwork Orange. You zoom out, it's just Randy watching Fat Joe. It's been raining. His nipples. He had big ass nipples in that shit too. Damn, I don't know why I remember that.
I was just gonna say that's what you remember.
I don't know. Those just big ass pepperoni nipples. Nigga, damn.
Having
he left him in Miami. he rewind it.
Yeah.
I got my nipples turned gray. They used to be purple.
Oh my God.
I guess I was thinking because of the Ozempic.
Yeah.
Oh damn. Shrunk.
Yo, the Zempy nipple. Yo.
Zimples is crazy. Zimples? Bro. You got Ozimples.
You got Ozimples?
You got Ozimples, bro?
That's crazy. Damn, that looks like a pencil eraser. Yo, oh my God, shout out to the Lords of the Kingdom. Shout out to the Lords of the Kingdom, the Lokes, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's right.
Should sound like in the neighborhood.
Should sound like a Christian metalcore band from 06.
Word.
They was touring
Lords
with
of the Kingdom.
They was touring with Under Oath, doing Warped Tour and shit. Fucking
Warped Tour.
They was like Warped Tour in 2011 when that shit was fire, bro.
Like, every time people bring that Warped Tour, like anything from that era up, all I can think of is the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. All right, listen. That was an era.
I haven't heard that shit in years.
It's big band.
Wow.
Remember that? When that was like, I had a moment.
Yeah.
Y'all was young. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't big band from like the 20s and 30s?
They brought it back.
Yeah,
like
they tried.
Swing dancing shit, like Squirrel Nut Zippers, it's Mighty Boss Tones and shit.
It's like that Carly Rae. It's music major music.
Yeah.
Like, you went to school for music, like, you was, that's the shit you,
100%.
Like, if you go to, my theory the as like,
riot.
Bro, as someone who makes music, my theory is like, the people who know most about music on a technical level make the worst music.
I agree.
They make the worst.
And you know, I gotta agree with you, even with fucking battle rappers. Like, I love battle rappers, bro, but some of their music, like when they try to create a song, it's like, oh, wait, actually,
Nah, it's so sad.
No, it is very sad, bro, because you watch a battle rapper, and I feel like one of the only people who was able to escape that curse was Cassidy.
Then eventually,
he fell victim.
And then he went back to battle rapping.
It's like wiping your nose and your asshole with the same napkin. The shit's not happening.
Yo. I'm like, yo, yeah, nah. Have you ever seen, god damn, you ever seen one of them dudes try to make like a something for the ladies?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, this is not.
Yeah, I got a lot of favorite battle rappers, and I'll try to listen to their songs, and I'm like, yeah, this.
Sorry, T-Rex.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Not my favorite,
this
but
didn't work.
Shout out him.
And I ain't homophobic, but my stick only hit men, so my weapon gay.
Yo, son. Yo, dude, I like battle rap, but I hate. Can it be a cappella?
Yeah.
It's be
awkward as fuck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, some of them, and then some of them, it'll take like 7 bars for them to get to the point. And it's like, yo, you doing a lot right now. What? Like, you taking me on a fucking doozy, bro.
Yo, why am I walking through this fucking garden maze, bro? Yeah. To get to the punchline.
You better have 7 hours for any Sioux Surf battle, bro.
Right.
You better have a free, you better be off from work if you're trying to catch the Sioux Surf battle, bro.
I'm going to keep it a bean. When Loaded Lux had that battle and he was wearing the suit.
Oh yeah, versus what was his name? Loaded Lux versus Calico.
Calico,
yeah.
But there was something that he said that was like went crazy, went viral.
It was the third
look
round.
Look at him, emotional. Was that
it? I love saying that to men when they get mad at me.
Yeah, look at him, emotional.
It's literally my favorite.
And I was just like,
because he was like, he was talking shit about his dad. He was like, he be home next year though. He be home next year though. He was like, look at him,
emotional.
I love how we just went on this little battle rap tangent, but I love O Solo because he rapped like MLK. Solo rapped like he rapped like a civil rights leader, bro.
Rapped like Fred Hampton. Get the fuck.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Now one
He's
of my
like,
favorite
this
pastimes.
Nigga here.
I ain't never seen Air Maxes that cooked in my life. In fact, only thing I seen more cooked is the dinner that I got from your wife.
Now, one of my favorite pastimes though, whenever you get home and you like bored and you just smoke a blunt, watch Cassidy's before the rap battle. They'll do like face offs before the battle. He be rage baiting the fuck out of anybody. His opponent, he just be rage baiting them, and it's so funny to watch because he'll be like, I got more money than you, and then the dude will be like, how the fuck you got more money than me? He'd be like, why are you bringing up money for? Like, he'll be like,
expert gaslighter.
Yeah, like,
why are you bringing up money for?
He's fucking phenomenal just at making people upset.
Yeah. Yo, he's a hustler, homie.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Speaking of people who make great music, did you guys see Cardi on tour talking about Ice?
Yo, she went on stage. Shout out to her because she says everything with her whole entire fucking chest.
Yeah.
Like, she don't be whispering shit. She don't tweet and delete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She'll say some shit and let it ride. And she was on stage and she said, yo, I'm paraphrasing here, but she was just like, yo, better not be no motherfucking Ice here, because if it is, y'all motherfuckers is getting jumped.
Yeah, they was like,
if there's any Ice here, we gonna jump their asses.
It's very
Shout
accurate.
Shout out to Belcalis.
Very accurate Belcalis impression.
I love Cardi because she remind me of the bitches I grew up with. Like, that's exactly how we talk.
100.
But she's doing the shit in front of an arena of thousands of people. And they fuck with her regardless.
I love it.
Yo, between her and A Boogie, that's like 10% of High Bridge's economy right there.
Yeah,
bro.
For real?
You know what I'm saying? Shout out High Bridge one time.
They're the Apple and the Google of the Bronx?
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm really hoping she brings them out when she comes to New York.
Oh, please.
Hopefully.
You got to do it. High
Which
Bridge.
Is crazy. They don't got a song together
do
yet,
for the
bro.
Tale.
They don't
got
a song together.
I don't know, man. That got to be just, some label shit.
Bro, nah, man.
They're on the same label.
It just, as a, like, listen, man. It's just, you can't force that shit. Like,
it got to happen.
I used to feel that way. I used to be like, yo, like, why don't such and such, like, hit me? It's like, you know, it just works out when it's meant to work out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It'll happen.
Like, the shit, you know?
I'm just like, how do we get a Max B and A Boogie before
right,
we got
before a Cardi and Boogie? Because, like, some shit just don't be a match, man.
Also, Bronx people, bro, you could be from the same building and be like, man, I don't fuck with them niggas from the
Tubs. Yeah.
My niggas, man, nah, that nigga from River Park Towers.
Yeah, we don't fuck with him.
Fuck them niggas, man. Them WTG niggas, man, fuck them niggas, man.
We are 280. We are too wavy. Y'all must be crazy.
Shut up, my man, Steph. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all didn't know how we stomped out Eli. I'm like, who is Eli, bro? Whoa, damn. Whoa. Like, oh, my God.
R.I.P. Yappy.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be throwing up. Yo, I love that freestyle, bro. Yeah. I'll be throwing up my set because shit is getting serious. We're throwing out shots at that Tiberius.
Who the fuck is Tiberius?
Who is Tiberius?
A name that will live in infamy, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But did y'all seen her throwing ass?
Yo. Sheet. I'm glad you said it. Because I didn't want to be the first one and be like, yo, that nigga Meryl nasty. Got his shoes off, talking nasty.
Nah, I be on TikTok.
Because
y'all have done the same.
Wait, why you changed your voice, man? What was that about?
I didn't say anything.
I feel like that. When she was on that stage doing her little dance, what? I felt like the gif of that black kid. That's like.
Yo, for me, it was like. Remember Home Alone when they had that part where homie touched the electrical shit? He's like,
oh, yeah, he goes,
and he turned to. Yeah, 100%. Yo, that was me when she did the shit on the chair.
Yeah.
When she flipped the chair around, I was like, yo, how does a butt do that?
Yeah. Yeah, she got a lot of ass. That shit looks amazing.
Come on. Come on now.
Every time I see it, because I'll be on TikTok just scrolling, sometimes I'll be going fast. Whenever I see red, I stop.
You going fast?
You be like, hold on.
It gotta be Cardi.
Hold on, let me see.
That's Barney.
Yeah, you'd be like, you see red, you'd be like, espérate, coño. They go like, the Dominicans, they love this shit right here.
No.
Ese mismo, ese mismo que
ese
me gusta,
mismo,
ese mismo. ¿Cómo se llama? Se llama Mercali, ¿verdad? Es dominicana.
No,
claro que sí.
Ella es dominicana, la mamá dominicana.
Es chapón, coño, claro que sí.
Es verdad, yo, real quick, bro. I went to see the billboard by myself.
Oh! Damn.
With my shorty, right? And she took like some flicks of me in front of the billboard. Shout out Patreon. Shout out Mero, who probably came out of pocket to pay for that shit. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But we reinvested.
Anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but we love it anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did that shit.
That fucking incredible. Like, believing in the product. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hassan, if you touch the button, I'm exposing you as an Israeli fucking asset.
And I got the photo. I got the pictures to prove it.
All right. Fucking play with me if you want to, bro.
Nah, yo, there's a photo of him going to FC. He's crazy with a scarf over his face. It's crazy. No!
Don't do that. Y'all been playing on Hassan's name this whole episode. I'm not gonna have too much of it.
Hassan, don't react because it's not making it.
Right,
it's not making it. He's just be like,
all right.
Yeah. But I went to see the billboard, and like, because we talking about fat asses, and I went to see the billboard, and my shorty's like a distance away trying to get me and the billboard, and then a very homeless elderly Puerto Rican man goes up there and goes, oh, so I'm like making my way over there, but then he sees me. And he's talking to me, and he goes, tiene tremendo carro, and like just bicycles away. And I'm like, did he just? And she goes,
you know,
it's
normal.
I'm in my work clothes, babe. And I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? It's a lose-lose, bro. It's a lose-lose. A homeless Puerto Rican man just said, tiene tremendo cajo to my shorty in front of me. What am I going to do? Beat down this clearly marginalized?
No.
Now this.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You got to hit him with the owner. Like, I told him, man, gracias, bye. So, no, sabe, entonces.
He was gone.
No, no, man, you don't come back, bro.
He was gone. He said, "Tiene tremendo carro." Bicycled away. Like a fucking Doug villain. Just bicycled away. What's the green motherfucker from Doug? Whatever that guy is. He looked like that guy.
Roger Klotz.
What the fuck?
Yo, how did that wow,
the green dude with the leather jacket.
Yeah, and the red hair sticking out.
From Doug. That was him, but like 68. And he said, "Tiene tremendo caso." And just dipped off. I ain't have time to react, bro.
You know what he was thinking? Probably as he was driving away, as he was biking away, he's probably like, "Debe tirar my foto."
Bro.
I
ain't saying.
Oh my God.
I mean, she can't leave the ass at home, so what can you do?
Yeah, like,
he wasn't, number one, he wasn't lying. She got the wagon. Number two,
she had a caboose.
It was a drive by.
Yeah.
You know, so at least he ain't say nothing crazy.
Right. You know, and also, bro, low key, you know, like,
he
you
said,
know.
No, he said, oh, they seen me. And he said, "Tiene tremendo carro," and like dipped off. It was the most loot. It was literally drive by fucking catcalling, bro.
Oh.
Homeless drive by catcalling.
Hey, man.
On 42nd Street in front of the VL billboard.
I know that was jarring. I know that cut, that jump cut to me doing this was jarring. I'm sorry. We'll do a soft transition. I know that y'all are used to the episode ending here. You know what I'm saying? And then being mad because the other stuff is behind. It's on the Patreon, boo, 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 whatever. So here is a voicemail that we're going to listen to. Yeah, in here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to break this shit open right now, and we're going to listen to it.
Estamos en quiebra, eh. Why I got to pay for y'all niggas to get? Why? I thought Meryl had like three different shows. He got all the money. Tell Meryl to fucking pay for that shit. So if y'all answer my voicemail, y'all, I ain't going to hear that shit. Cause I ain't paying for that. $5 is crazy. I'm on a mailman salary, bro. This is nuts. Come on, Mero. Let's bell Rainy. I can't even say nothing to y'all because I ain't quiebra como yo, pero Mero got money.
You know what I mean?
Y'all leave with blue balls after every episode because I can't finish that shit. And you know what? I won't ever finish that shit because I'm not paying $5 a month. Yeah, so. Come on now.
Yo. All right.
You can tell he on his way.
All right, now hold on. He was on the route immediately. Yeah, hit him, hit him.
Yo.
Exactly. Nah, hold on. Nah, I'm going to have to, yo.
Nah, oh, my God.
Nah, hold on, because where did my mother? Because you're going to be tired, bro. Nah, because where did my mother? Because for a whole two seasons, y'all was talking about y'all was not fucking with the ads.
Right.
Y'all was not fucking with the ads. We couldn't say what we wanted to say. We was talking about, Israel. Now we can say that shit.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Nah, they was wilding on us, bro, with the Israeli ads right after our pre-Palestine.
They was bugging.
Come on, bro.
They was bugging.
With the Romanian combs.
With the Romanian combs. Yeah. Yeah, so now, so it's one or the other, bro. You want us to play ball with baby-eating terrorists?
Come on.
Or do you want us to get it out the mud ourselves, bro?
Come on.
No se puede hacerlo dos, coño.
Okay.
Oh, right. No, ya coño, porque ya coño me cojones, coño.
Me tienen alto,
coño. Coño, por toda una maldita zozobra.
Yeah, ¿verdad? No, coño. Siempre buscando complaint por todos lados, coño.
Mira,
¿qué es lo que vamos a hacer? We either give you free episodes and all we talk about is fucking 50-50 dates and how much rent we split with our partners and domestic roles. Or you get that good shit, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with you?
This is not a vibe fest.
Y no obligado tampoco, no tiene que amenazarlo. Amenazarlo no, porque soy todavía amigo mío.
Yeah, okay? That's right. Yeah.
En olla, con pescado, con dinero, no me importa. Ese tipo hace mucho pa'
uno. No, ese, óyeme.
Now you got us in our
bag. Óyeme. Mira, feo y hediondo, pero buena gente.
Sí.
Feo, hediondo, come vainas raras por la mañana.
Vainas raras.
Cigarrillo frío, pero un hombre bueno.
Pero es un hombre bueno, oíste.
No me lo manejas,
oíste.
Also, not to pocket watch, but don't mailmen make good money?
I was just saying! Yo, you have a federal job. They like... can't fire you.
Dude, right.
You could do your
route in jeans and John Cletas.
Come on.
And they never letting you go.
Fair.
My mailman sucks, dude.
Come on.
My mailman looks like he stole the real mailman's outfit. Like the clothes, my mailman's clothes look stolen.
He went to Cookies.
Yo, he looked like he went to Cookies and copped the biggest uniform that they had. for CES 90.
It's like, yo, what you got? Yo, that's that new French toast. Great.
Yo, that new French toast, bro. The loafers, bro. The loafers with the thin ass socks, with the try-on socks. He be leaving everybody mail in the planter in the foyer, bro.
That's crazy. Yo,
that's crazy.
So you could do whatever you want and they still gonna pay you, bro.
Yo,
listen,
you
got- it can't.
Listen,
yo,
you got motion, Chase.
Look. Hold on.
Skip 1/8 a month.
Hold on. $5 a month is not too much to ask, bro. When we don't got to play ball with fucking baby eating terrorists. We don't got to fucking censor ourselves. We don't got to get interrupted in the middle of a fucking speech. And we don't got to take long ass breaks looking for the fucking bread. Because y'all motherfuckers complain about all of that shit.
That thought,
so,
called you.
If you want to see us really go off for real, put your fucking bread where your mouth is. And hey, maybe hold off on the Formula 50 vitamin water for one, and maybe get a butter roll instead of a chopped cheese one month.
No one.
Also, the fee for subscribing annually will actually get you a discount, so you're paying less than $5
That's right.
a month. Yeah. So you can pay just for us for a whole year.
Come on, just pay for the whole year.
I feel like Oprah.
There you go.
A victory light. A victory light.